The subject of this perek is the obligation of kisui hadam, to cover the blood after slaughtering a wild animal or a bird. And this obligation only applies after one slaughters the bird or animal in a proper fashion using a valid shechita, a valid slaughtering. And therefore, if one just kills an animal or the slaughtering is invalid for a different reason, then there is no requirement to cover the blood. Chere shoit v'koton, a deaf and dumb person, or a fool, or a child, sheshachatu, who slaughter a animal, and they themselves are considered knowledgeable of the laws of slaughtering, how exactly to perform the slaughtering. We learned right at the beginning of the Masechta that their slaughtering would be valid as long as v'achim ro'in oisom. If there are other adults who are watching them at the time, then their slaughtering would be valid, and as such, they would be obligated to cover the blood. Now, this can't be referring to the child or the deaf and dumb person or the fool themselves, because they are exempt from any mitzvahs, since they haven't got a sufficient level of understanding, so the Mishnah is rather referring to the one who is watching them. The next Mishnah is going to teach that if the person who slaughtered the animal doesn't cover the blood, and then somebody else finds the blood over there, that it hasn't been covered. There's an obligation upon that person to cover the blood, and therefore, in this case, since the person who slaughtered the animal isn't obligated, the obligation lies upon the person who is watching him. Beinolevin atzmom. However, if the slaughtering occurs when they are by themselves and there's nobody else watching them, then we saw at the beginning of the Masechta that their slaughtering would be invalid, and as such, Paturim Lechasos, even the one who finds the blood there afterwards, would be exempt from covering that blood since the slaughtering was invalid. According to this opinion of the Mishnah, such a person who slaughters, the assumption is made that he will not do the slaughtering properly. There might be a very small chance that it will be valid, but the very high likelihood is that it will not be a valid slaughtering, and therefore one does not need to be concerned that it is, and he is totally exempt from covering it. And similarly, regarding the prohibition of slaughtering a animal and its child on the same day, we learned in the previous perek that also applies only to a valid slaughtering. So, if one of these three people slaughtered an animal whilst someone else was watching them, a regular adult, then it would be forbidden to slaughter the mother or the child of that animal on the same day, because the slaughtering of the first animal is considered to be valid. However, if the slaughtering took place when they were by themselves, and therefore it is not a valid slaughtering, then Rabbi Meir permits one to slaughter a animal after that, the mother or the child of that animal, since according to Rabbi Meir, we do not need to be concerned at all for the possibility that the slaughtering was valid. However, in both of these cases, the Chachom argue, and the Mishnah only brings the fact that the Chachomim forbid one to slaughter the child or the mother of the animal, but the Chachom argue in the first part of the Mishnah as well, regarding the obligation to cover the blood, and according to the Chachomim, even if nobody was watching them at the time, and therefore we need to be strict, so it would be forbidden to eat the meat of that animal, for example. However, there is still a chance that the slaughtering was valid, and therefore, out of doubt, one would be obligated to cover the blood, and it would be forbidden to slaughter the mother or the child of that animal. However, Umoidim, even the Chachom agrees, She'im Shochat, that if he did go ahead and slaughter the mother or the child of that animal, She'enu Sovek Azaraboyim, that he would not receive the punishment of lashes, 40 lashes, since, again, he only violated the Avera out of doubt. There is a possibility that, indeed, it wasn't a valid slaughtering. So he would never receive the punishment of lashes out of doubt. Mishnah Dalet, Shochat Meo Chayes B'Makom Echad, if somebody slaughtered 100 wild animals whose blood requires covering, he slaughtered them in one place, Kisu Echad L'Chulon, it is sufficient to do one covering of the blood for all of them. You're able to slaughter lots of animals one after the other, and at the end of all of that, to fulfill the mitzvah of covering the blood at once, Ofos B'Makom Echad. And likewise, you can slaughter 100 birds in one place, and then kisu echad l'chulon, cover it with one covering for all of them. Not only that, but even chayav ofer makom echad, if you slaughter a wild animal and a bird in one place, kisu echad l'chulon, one is able to cover it with earth just once, even though they are two different animals. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says that is not the case. According to Rabbi Yehuda, there are two separate mitzvahs to cover the blood of a bird and to cover the blood of a wild animal. They argue on how exactly to read the psukim, and because of Rabbi Yehuda's opinion that it is two separate mitzvahs, He says that shochet chaya, once you slaughter the wild animal yichaseno, you need to cover the blood then. And only then can you slaughter the bird and go on to your next mitzvah. But before that, you need to cover and fulfill the mitzvah of covering the blood of the wild animal. Continues the Mishnah, shochet v'lekiso, if somebody slaughtered a animal which requires covering, but he did not fulfill that requirement and he did not cover the blood, v'ra'ohu acher, and then somebody else saw this blood over there, and he sees that it hasn't been covered yet, chay v'chasos, even he is obligated to cover the blood. It's learnt from Pesukim that this mitzvah does not only apply to the one who slaughters it, although the primary mitzvah applies to the one who slaughters it, there is also a mitzvah on anybody who sees it to cover the blood. That having been said, kisohu, if somebody did cover it, v'nisgala, and then it became revealed, it became uncovered, potru melechasos, one who sees the blood which is uncovered, and even the one who slaughtered it would be exempt from covering it again. There's a mitzvah to cover the blood, but once you've done that's your obligation. There is no continuous obligation to make sure that it remains covered. However, kisohu haruach, if originally the wind covered the blood with earth, and a person did not fulfill the mitzvah by doing so, and then it becomes uncovered, in this case, chayv l'chaseis, one who sees the blood would be obligated to cover it, since the mitzvah has not yet been performed to cover the blood. Mishnah Hey, dom shnos arev v'mayim, blood which requires covering, which gets mixed with water, im yesh b'mayis dom, if there is still the appearance of blood, so not so much water has been added to change its entire appearance, then the blood is not nullified by the water at all, it's still a significant part of the mixture, and as such, chayv l'chaseis, who would be obligated to cover that mixture of blood and water. Nis'arav b'yayin, if the blood gets mixed with wine, so now it's very hard to tell how much wine has been added. Is this an appearance of wine, or is it the appearance of blood? The Mishnah says, Ro'in oisu kilu humayin, we view it as if it was water. How much wine was added? If the amount of wine which was added is the amount that if it were water, it would give the appearance of something which was not blood, then that would be enough to exempt one from being obligated to cover the blood. What happens if this blood which requires covering, nis'arav b'dam b'habehema, it gets mixed with the blood of a domestic animal which does not require covering, or b'dam chaya, or it gets mixed with the blood of a different wild animal which perhaps is not kosher, so it also does not require covering. Once again, reino sekilu humayim, we view that additional blood which was added as if it was water, and based on that we work out whether there is enough of this mixture to nullify the blood which should have been obligated in covering, in which case one would be exempt from covering that. Rabbi Yehuda says, ein dom vatal dom. Blood can never nullify blood. Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that although there are laws of nullification, if there are mixtures of forbidden substances with permitted substances, or something which is obligated, like in this case, you have blood which is obligated in something which is mixed with another substance which is exempt. So there's a concept known as bittul, a concept of nullifying the minority of the mixture. However, Yehuda is of the opinion that this whole concept of nullifying a part of the mixture only applies if it is a mixture of two different substances. But min b'minay eino botel. If it's two different types of the same type of substance, just one is forbidden or obligated and one is permitted or exempt, then there is no such concept as nullification, and as such, the blood which is exempt from covering would not nullify the blood which is obligated in covering. Mishnah Vav, ideally, when one slaughters an animal, in order that he fulfill the mitzvah of kisui hadam, covering the blood properly, the blood should ideally land on some earth which has already been crushed, and it is the type of material which would be fit for covering the blood with, such that the blood will end up landing on top of such earth or crushed material, and it will be covered with that crushed material, as well as covering the blood with earth or crushed material, as we're going to see in the next Mishnah. It should also, the blood should rest upon such material as well. What happens if dam hanitos, if there is blood which splashed in a different direction with force and it landed on a different surface, for example, a wall, v'she'al ha'sakin, and blood which is on the knife of the which was used for slaughtering, so that blood didn't land obviously on the earth which was prepared. It says the Mishnah, chayv l'chasos, he is obligated to cover that blood, so he would need to take it off the knife or scrape it off of the wall and get that blood onto the place, onto the earth which he prepared earlier, and then cover it with more earth and crushed material. Om Rabbi Yehuda, Emosai, Rabbi Yehuda said, when exactly is this the case? Bizman she'ein shom dom elohu. Only in a case where that's the only blood which is there. Aval yes shom dom shelohu. But if there is any other blood, other than the blood which is on the knife or the other surface, let's say part of the blood of the animal did drop onto the earth which was prepared earlier. In that case, says Rabbi Yehuda, potter melechasos, he's exempt from covering the rest of the blood. In the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, one is not obligated to cover all of the blood. You only need to cover part of the blood. So you're not required at all to go and scrape the blood off of the wall if there is some of the blood which landed on the designated area where the earth is. There is a discussion as to whether Rabbi Yehuda holds that any of the blood can be covered and that fulfills your obligation, or perhaps specifically Dam HaNefesh, which refers to the blood which comes out initially when the animal is slaughtered, that first lot of blood which comes out with a lot of force from the animal's neck, as opposed to the blood which continues dripping afterwards. It could very well be that Rabbi Yehuda holds that part of that blood needs to be covered. Be as it may, once you do cover part of that blood, there will be no other obligation, according to Rabbi Yehuda, at least to cover the rest of the blood.